الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. We continue, and may Allah salah and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his pure family and his noble companions, and those who follow on his path until the day of resurrection. This is the tafsir, the explanation, the exegesis of Surah Abasa, number 80 of the Quran, and we reached verse 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after telling us in the preceding verses concerning the revelation of the Quran, and the status of people regarding it, those who believed and those who didn't believe, and that it is honored in exalted place in the preserved tablet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا أَكْفَرَهُ, be cursed the disbelieving man, how ungrateful he is. قُتِلَ الْإِنسَانُ, it means be cursed. And also apparently it could mean أُهْلِكَ, meaning be destroyed. And this is used, such terminology and such wording in the Arabic language is fitting and used. As to the insan, man, Allah says, be cursed, man, the disbelieving man. Man here, some of the ulama, the learned scholars of Islam, said this refers to the kafir, to the disbeliever, especially to the disbeliever. Not to every man. مَا أَكْفَرَ, how ungrateful he is. It's also possible that man may refer to the kind, man may refer to kind, al-jins. Why? Because the majority of the children of Adam are kuffar. The majority of the children of Adam are kuffar, as affirmed in the hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who said أن الله يقول يوم القيامة, that Allah the Most High says on the day of resurrection, يا آدم, O Adam, فيقول, then Adam responds, لبيك وسعديك, I respond to your call, I am obedient to you. فيقول له الله عز وجل, then Allah tells him, أخرج من ذريتك بعثا إلى النار, bring out of your offspring the people of hell. Adam will say, Ya Rab, O my Lord, وَمَا بَعْثُ النَّارِ, what, how many are the people of the fire of hell? Then Allah responds, قَالَ مِنْ كُلِّ أَلْفٍ تِسْعُمَأَ وَتِسْعَةٌ وَتِسْعِينَ, out of every 1,000 take out 999. So it's possible that the term man being used here refers to the kind. And the believer will be out, meaning being saved, as affirmed in other texts in the Quran and or in the authentic Sunnah. ما أكفره, how ungrateful he is. Some of the ulama said أي شيء أكفره, meaning an exclamation, ما أكفره, how ungrateful he is. As to أي شيء أكفره, what is the thing that made him be on such a state? Others said this is out of amazement, meaning how grateful, meaning how yani great is his kufr, it's intense. Why it is such? Because Allah had given him intellect and sent him the messengers and brought down the books and gave him everything to assist him to believe. Yet kafar, yet he denied, and that's why it is grave. And according to this last meaning, it could also mean kaifa kafar, how come he disdained, yet everything is ample to him, truth, guidance, etc. And the kufr here really comprises all forms of kufr, all forms of belief, of disbelief, because it has been generalized. And from that it comprises the denial of resurrection, because many of the kuffar deny the resurrection, and they said that it's impossible that man will be resurrected after being crumbled bones. This is Surah Yasin, and this will be 36. Okay, this will be 36. This will be Quran 36 and 78. That's it. Naam. And he puts forth for us a parable and forgets his own creation. He says, who will give life to these bones when they have rotted away and became dust? وقل يحييها الذي نعم أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم. الحمد لله. So in this verse here in Surah Abasa, in the من أي شيء خلقه قتل الإنسان وما أكفره, number 18 now, من أي شيء خلقه. This is an inquiry, number 18 Abasa, we continue now. من أي شيء خلقه. This is an inquiry that entails attestation, inquiry that entails attestation, meaning you man who denied the resurrection, من أي شيء خلقت, from what thing did or you were created, weren't you created from Adam, from nothing? So how do you deny the resurrection? And that's why he said Allah min nutfatin khalaqa, number 19, from nutfa he created him, from nutfa Allah created him, male and female sexual discharges, semen drops, he created him and then set him in due proportion, faqaddara. So this nutfa is, you know, just little water, this semen. And it is referring to the gushing semen. As Allah says, خُلِقَ مِن مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ, in Surah Al-Tariq, Allah says, خُلِقَ مِن مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ يَخْرُجُ مِن بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ, from a water, he was created from a water gushing forth, proceeding between the backbone and the ribs. This gushing from between the backbone and the ribs is ejected into the womb of the woman. فتحمل, by Allah's leave, she will carry him. فقدره, meaning, and set him in due proportion. نعم, mashallah, جيد, excellent, alhamdulillah. Meaning, فَقَدَّرَهُ, set him in due proportion, in stages, meaning in stages. مُطْفَة, then عَلَقَة, then مُضْغَة, as in the hadith, authentic hadith, reported by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, verily the creation, meaning the Prophet ﷺ, he is relating the hadith, verily the creation of each one of you is brought together in his mother's belly for 40 days in the form of seed. Then he is a clot of blood for a like period. Then a morsel of flesh for a like period. Then there is sent to him an angel who blows the breath of life into him and who is commanded about four matters. One, to write down his means of livelihood, his lifespan, his actions, and whether happy or unhappy, by Allah, other than whom there is no God. Verily one of you behaves like the people of paradise until there is but an arm's length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him, and so he behaves like the people of the hellfire, and thus he enters it. And one of you behaves like the people of hellfire until there is but an arm's length between him and it, and that which has been written overtakes him, and so he behaves like the people of paradise, and thus he enters it. So really what matters also here from this hadith is, what are our final actions are going to be? So we know also from this hadith that man has been set in proportions and stages in the belly of his mother. Who is the one who set him into this? Who is the one who brings the nutrition from the blood to him through the navel, from the blood of his mother, except Allah, the Most High and the Most Magnificent? That's why he said in the next verse, ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. Let's have the next verse please, number 20. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ. Then he makes the path easy for him. So as-sabil means the path, meaning Allah had made the path easy so that he leaves the belly of his mother to the world of witnessing, to the external world of witnessing, the witness, the known. Also, not only that, he eased for him the path, as in Surah Al-Balad, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ, Surah Al-Balad verse 10. Indeed, Allah had shown him the two ways of good and evil. Allah had made easy for him to reach the breasts of his mother to take his food from. And then, after that, the doors for provisions are opened for him. And on top of that, and this is the most important thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had eased for him the path for guidance and success by the sending of the messengers and bringing down the revelation. ثم بعد هذا, then after this, أماته فأقبره. 21 please. ثم after that, أماته فأقبره. أماته فأقبره. After that, then he causes him to die and puts him in his grave. Death is the departure of the soul from the body. فأقبره, meaning put him in his grave, meaning covered out of honor and respect. Why? Because when man, or when men, or people had they been like the other forms of death, meaning corpses dumped in dumb places, this would have been a grave insult to the dead and to his people. Walakin, however, from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he had legalized for his slaves this process of burial. That's why Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, and his father said, فَأَقْبَرَهُ, he said, أَكْرَمَهُ بِدَفْنِهِ, he honored him by burying him. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ, verse 22, ثم إذا شاء, then after that, if he, Allah wills, أنشره, resurrects him, to recompense him, he will resurrect him, yes, to what? To recompense him. And from his saying, ثم إذا شاء أنشره, this means nothing stops Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise him. Yet the command for such a resurrection is not yet taking place. That's why he said, كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَ. In the next verse, that's why he said, nay, كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَ. Nay, but man has not done what he had commanded him. Here, one meaning, al-ma'na, it means the Shaykh rahimahullah said, wal-ma'na, anna Allah ta'ala lam yaqdi ma amara, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now did not decree that which he had already commanded by his pre-decree. Meaning the matter of resurrecting him, the command for that, is yet to come. Because this has an appointed term. And in this there is a response for those who deny the resurrection, who say that had the resurrection been something truthful, then we would have our fathers, لَوَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا الْآن, then we would have our fathers now being present. And this saying of theirs is a false challenge. Because the messenger, or the messengers rather, they didn't say that you will be resurrected now, but you will be all resurrected after you die. You will be all resurrected after you die. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now guides man to contemplate and look about things that are close to him and in his environment. So he guided him, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. The next verse, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ. Let man look at his food. Meaning, from where did it come? Who brought it? Is there anyone who created it other than Allah? The Shaykh rahimahullah admonishes us by saying, وَيَنْبَغِي لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَتَذَكَّرَ عِنْدَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Man is to, yani is motivated and should remember the following verse that came in chapter 56, verses 63-67. Okay, if you put those inshallah, then I will take a break for about 20 minutes to resume with you inshallah ta'ala. So if you can put Quran, that would be inshallah great, and then we will be back inshallah in about 20 minutes or so. I need to take this break now so that we can continue after that inshallah ta'ala. If you can paste or put these verses. Yes, Hawa means lowly desires. Hawa, lowly desires. Tell me, the seed that you sow in the ground, is it you that make it grow, or are we the grower? The believer, when he reads this verse, will say, O Allah, you are the grower. Lowly, yes. Lowly desires. Desires, yes. So I have to take a break now. Inshallah, we'll be later. Try to put the Quran, inshallah. Or if Brother Hashim is here, he can have some reminder inshallah for the room.